This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Apugapak. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized that the future of a healthy world depends on inclusion and integrated vision and collaboration. He asserted that inclusion is at the core of India's health reforms as the government has established a vast network of thousands of health and wellness centers across the country. The Prime Minister made these remarks while virtually addressing the 78th session of the World Health Assembly being held in Geneva, Switzerland from 19th to 27th of this month. He highlighted India's extensive network of thousands of health and wellness centers that facilitate early screening and detection of diseases such as cancer, diabetes and hypertension. Modi said that world's largest health insurance scheme, Ayushman Bharat, which covers 580 million people, is being run to provide free treatment. Modi also expressed India's willingness to share its learnings and best practices with the world, especially with the Global South.
Inclusion is at the core of India's health reforms. We run Ayushman Bharat, the world's largest health insurance scheme. It covers 580 million people and provides free treatment. This program was recently extended to cover all Indians above the age of 70 years.
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today briefed the members of all party delegations to be sent abroad as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor. The first all-party delegation out of the seven set up for India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor abroad will depart tomorrow for four countries. The delegation, led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Sinde, will embark for UAE, Liberia, Democratic Republic of Congo and Sierra Leone tomorrow. On Thursday, the delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha will leave for Indonesia, Malaysia, Republic of Korea, Japan and Singapore, while the delegation led by DMK MP Kanimozi Karunanidhi will kickstart its visit to Spain, Greece, Slovenia, Latvia and Russia. The multi-party delegations will project the country's national consensus and resolute approach to combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestations with India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism. In a landmark achievement, Arunachal Pradesh has recorded its highest ever monthly GST collection in April 2025. A massive 332 crore rupees, marking a 66% increase from last year. Sharing the news in a social media post, Chief Minister Pema Khandu informed that since the launch of GST in 2017, the state's taxpayer base has grown significantly with over 20,000 registered taxpayers today. In the meantime, Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Mein has said that the milestone highlights Arunachal's robust economic growth, improved tax compliance and a rapidly expanding base of registered taxpayers. In a major breakthrough, the capital Itanagar police have busted a sophisticated interstate cheating syndicate that was active during the CBSE conducted recruitment examinations under the Navodaya Vidyalaya Samiti held on 18th May last. Based on credible input received from school authorities, the Niti Vihar police station in close coordination with Kingkap Public School apprehended 23 candidates during the pre-exam frisking process. Simultaneously, Chimpu police station acting in tandem with VKV Itanagar detained another candidate. A swift and coordinated investigation led to the arrest of a total of 53 candidates involved in the cheating attempt, and 29 devices have been recovered. All the apprehended individuals have been booked under Niti Vihar police station and further investigation is underway. The Itanagar Capital Region District Administration has announced a temporary closure of the UPIA Junction Barapani section of NH415 from today onwards for a period of 2 months to facilitate road construction work. The decision was taken during a meeting held at the DC's office yesterday. In advisory issued, all commuters travelling from Itanagar, between Itanagar and Nahalagan have been advised to use the Borum Bridge helipad route, while those travelling between Nahalagan and Itanagar may take the road near the railway station via Arunodaya University. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.